right, everybody, we are back. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so let me share something else with you. Now, I just showed you the video where they were on the floor and they're all waving the Ukrainian flag. They're all excited about it. They're all happy about the Ukrainian flag. Ukraine getting money. Ukraine, we're giving Ukraine money, 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 money for Ukraine, right? Well, before they were waving the flags, of course, they had to go around and hand them out. Look at this clip here. This is them handing out the flag. Now, you can just leave it split screen here because it's a short clip. Because I just want to... Now, watch. You can see the lady. She's walking. She's handing them out. Then she's, like, standing there wanting... Like, everyone should just rush up to her to grab a flag. And see, a lot of Republicans, you can see Jim Jordan there. He's not taking a flag. And there's other people around not taking the flag. And she's walking up to people. And look, this one guy here taking the flag. Those flags should have never been on the floor in the first place. This is not the United States of Ukraine. And this is how they're acting. They're acting like this is the United States of Ukraine. This is not part of Ukraine. Ukraine is not a state in the United States of America. But yet they're acting like it. This is the most frustrating, idiotic thing to ever take place in my lifetime. Paying attention to politics. I'm pretty sure there was other stupid stuff that took place. But $60 billion in the pockets of these corrupt criminals in Ukraine. And Zelensky, I'm going to go as far and say that he's a corrupt criminal. It's alleged that he has these yachts and these mansions. He's getting all of this money. He's getting all this stuff pushed to him. Why is that? How is that? It shouldn't even be happening. It shouldn't even be the case. But yet he has all this money going to him. Now, of course, we got Mike Johnson. I want y'all to listen to Mike Johnson after he's looking at all of these Ukrainian flags flying on the Senate floor. What do you think Mike Johnson says? This is a great day for America. Nope. This is a great day for Ukraine. Nope. What do you think he's saying? Listen to what Mike Johnson is saying here. It's pretty disgusting. I'm so disgusted with Mike Johnson.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. The House has worked its will. These are not normal times here in the House or around the world, as we all know. And we had a disturbance here on the House floor just a bit ago. I just want to say simply what I think most people around the country understand and agree. We should only wave one flag on the House floor. And I think we know which flag that is. I said these are not normal times. They're not. The world is destabilized, and it's a tinderbox. It's a dangerous time. Three of our primary adversaries, Russia and Iran and China, are working together, and they're being aggressors around the globe. And they're a global threat to our prosperity and our security. Their advance threatens the free world, and it demands American leadership. If we turn our backs right now, the consequences could be devastating. So this afternoon, the House acted, and we sent over to the Senate, and it will be transmitted shortly, our supplemental national security legislation. And make no mistake, this is not a blank check like the Senate supplemental bill was. This is very different. Instead of taking the path of least resistance and bringing up the Senate supplemental on the House floor, or just allowing a discharge petition to pursue, which come forward, which would have had the same outcome, we gave our members a voice. We gave them a chance. We gave them a better process and ultimately a much better policy. Unlike the Senate's blank check, the House legislation has a number of very important features. It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid. It forces an in-game strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill. And unlike the Senate's bill, the loan system itself is a House innovation and allows for much-needed insight. Now, remember that 80% of the Ukraine funding will go to the replenishment of American weapons and stocks and our facilities and our operations. It also includes tough measures and sanctions on Iran and Russia and China, which most of the American people understand is a necessity and a very important thing. Our process in the end ensured that Each member was able to consider the individual supplemental elements on their own merits, which is exactly how the House is supposed to work. I know there are critics of the legislation. I understand that. It is not a perfect piece of legislation. We're not insured that in a time of divided government and in a time where there are lots of different opinions. But there is no question whatsoever that the House has made many strong improvements to the Senate bill, and the product that we've sent over there is much better. This package, I will note, because it's very important, also includes national security priorities and many of them, but it is the only way that we could have gotten Democrats to support aid to Israel. And that's a fact. There is a lot of misinformation out there about the bill, and I just want to make one point about one issue that has been drawn a lot of attention, and that is, could any of this funding go to Hamas or to terrorist organizations or what have you? And we put safeguards in the legislation to ensure that UNRWA is not funded, the UN agency that included terrorists who participated in the October 7th attack on Israel. We've also have language that prevents it from going, any of the funding going to Hamas or any other bad actors. That's a very important element of oversight. Congress takes the oversight very seriously, and we will continue to keep an eye on every dollar that we are using and investing at this time. I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
You know what I don't understand? He comes right off the bat, and he's talking about they shouldn't be flying any Ukrainian flags on the floor. You can get them off the screen. There's only one flag that they should be flying on the floor. Only one. There should be only one. And every single person that was flying a flag other than this one, they should be removed immediately. If you ask me, they have stepped on the oath that they took to defend and protect this country. If they're not waving this flag, every last one of them that picked up that other flag that was not this flag, red, white, and blue, they should be removed immediately. You know, at one point they would call that treason. You're not supposed to be flying other people's flags, other countries' flags. This shouldn't be a celebration for Ukraine. Shouldn't be anything for Ukraine, but yet that's exactly what they did. They poured it all right there into Ukraine. $60 billion into Ukraine. And then they're all on the floor celebrating, flying the Ukrainian flag. Am I to believe that the Ukrainian flag is replacing this flag in the United States of America? Is that what I'm to believe? This is the United States flag. And I told people last week when I was living in California, every now and then I would get the flag and I would go out there by myself on the streets of America and I would wave the American flag. And of course, people going by telling, you know, honking their horn at me, giving me the thumbs up. And then, of course, there's people going by telling me I'm number one, giving me the middle finger because I'm on the streets of America waving this flag. This flag, they'll burn. I wonder what they will think or what they will say if I went out and I burned a Ukrainian flag. I'm just kind of curious because if I go out and I burn this flag, oh, people get upset. But it's freedom of speech is what they say. They're not burning the flag, this flag, because of freedom of speech. They're burning this flag because they hate America. They don't even want to fly this flag on the floor because they hate America. The flag that they fly on the floor of the Senate was the Ukrainian flag, and that's the country that they love. Every last one of them should be removed. Every last one of them should be deported to Ukraine. I never, ever seen anything like it. It was already bad enough when they were showing up on the floor wearing the pennants. You know, they're wearing the pennants with the Ukraine on it. When they were wearing that. Remember? They walked out there, they had the Ukraine pins. And now they're out there waving the flag. Yay, yay, yay. Billions of dollars. It's the most idiotic thing I've ever seen. Listen to this young lady. She's disgusted about it too. Jim Jordan, I saw him on the floor. He didn't wave a flag. I saw some other Republicans on the floor. They didn't wave a flag. But they waved the flag of Ukraine. Listen.
Hi, everyone. Today, I voted against the Uniparty in their effort to spend money that we don't have on policies that we don't want. It's clear that the American public wants to secure our own borders, yet we're going to be spending almost $100 billion to secure other countries' borders. It's a bad bill. It was a bad process. I'm very upset with the leadership and what they're doing right now. This is not in the best interests of America, and it's not in the best interests of Wyoming.
It's not the best interest for America. It is not the best interest for America. It's all for Ukraine. It's not for the United States of America. It's all for Ukraine. And you know what? They didn't put anything in there to stop the sex trafficking of children on our southern border. They didn't put anything in there. To my understanding, they didn't put anything in there to stop the fentanyl from coming into the country. They didn't do anything. Mike Johnson, his excuse, well, we passed a bill in the House, is just sitting on Chuck Schumer's desk. It's waiting for Chuck Schumer to do something about it. Well, then you should have tabled this as well. Should have tabled everything until they fix the border, protect the American people here. But they don't want to do that. They're doing just the opposite.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astaryl astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen. has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.